There's Mark Sapphire. I know him. I'm going to have to... I'll catch you later, Bob. Now, the tape is almost running out, so we're going to have to hurry up and get Mark Sapphire, son of the famous columnist William Sapphire. He's a good friend of mine. Oh, Stephanie Factor and Miriam Goldfarb. I'm sending a letter home to my brother. And
hi,
Mark.
Brother.
Mark, enlighten us. Tell us a bit about Blake.
Can I ask a question? I'm just kidding. For 1 second.
I know I'm sitting on your New York
no,
Times.
It's my New York Times, David.
Which is underneath my New York Times.
Well, it's just paper. It'll just get more flat.
No, it's not. It's round.
How could your article be round?
Because it's on that.
Oh, no. Well,
okay. It looks good that way. Hi, bro. How are you?
Stephanie's from Long Island.
What's your brother's name?
Be cool. Okay, good.
My brother's name is Ken.
Ken? How old is Ken?
15. He just sent me a... He just sent me 180 minutes of Passover Seder in my
no,
house.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Did he sing Manish Tana? Who sang it?
I haven't gotten it. I've only listened to the first tape, yes. He taped Passover Seder.
Wait, that's right. Wait. David, do you have an older brother?
No, I'm the oldest.
Just you and Ken?
Yes.
That's it? Just you and Ken?
No, and a sister, a middle sister.
A middle sister.
A middle sister.
Ken, I'm sorry, your older brother who is famous for his improv talent has not enough skill to entertain you for 180 minutes of his own, but has to explain who you are to other people who are supposed to be entertaining you themselves. That's okay.
Does Ken know where he is right now?
Yes.
Ken knows that he's in the Ratty right now?
He is intimately acquainted with that fact.
Is he really?
Yes, I've narrated from the minute I walked out of my room this morning in the grad center
good.
To my entry into
that's
the Ratty
good.
To my pre-entry encounter with Tim Nelson.
Uh-huh. What was that like?
That was fine.
He's being,
there is a condenser microphone, a little one right here, and I hope that it's picking
okay.
all of this up.
What would happen to my sound of my speech if I went like that?
It doesn't change the recording speed.
Yes, it does. Exactly.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't. It just stops how slow it goes.
What grade is Ken?
He's in the ninth grade.
He's in the ninth grade?
He's in the ninth grade.
It's a wonderful year.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful
How's
year.
How's puberty?
What else can you say? Yeah.
I don't know, but the tape is almost running out, which means that 45 whole minutes has elapsed. And on the other side is a tape of my taping an essay. Or my typing an essay. And so you can get the full feeling of my college experience.
That's great.
Prototypical experience is typing and eating Sunday brunch at the Ratty.
Uh-huh. I don't want to hurt your feelings with you. I want to know, have you broken Passover? Oh, you didn't even start.
I've not only broken Passover. I've shattered Passover. I detonated Passover. You are?
I have, however...
Did you break it on purpose? Just couldn't handle the pressure anymore?
Kim? I'm the only good one here. I am. I haven't broken Passover. I haven't eaten any sausages. I haven't had any bacon. Okay.
That's not why you're eating peanut butter and jelly for breakfast?
Yeah. Matzo.
Bread of affliction. Come on. We're getting into it.
Wait, have you broken Passover?
Yes, unfortunately. First morning on a muffin.
Many
it's terrible.
Wow.
Sorry.
Well, it's kind of disillusioning, all of us Jews around here.
It is. It's been a hard day. What happened? Let's talk about it.
Well, this is the times.
I feel like I know Ken. I've spoken to him for so much. I really feel like I know him.
You do know him.
I do know him.
You know him because he's just like me.
Ken Dornstein.
He's just like me.
Is he really?
Alliterative, though.
He's younger.
He's younger, but he's just like me.
Uh-huh.
He even looks sort of like me.